أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب انصرني بما كذبوني. فأوحينا إليه أن اصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا فإذا جاء أمرنا وفارت النور فاسلك فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first reminded us of the cattle. What a great ni'mah and bounty it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to take benefit from the cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the drink that is contained within the belly of the cattle which we drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of many other benefits that we take and many other usages that we find in the cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke to us of Nuh alayhi salam and how he had preached to his people. The people, especially the chiefs and the community leaders, they had opposed Nuh alayhi salam and they called upon the community also to oppose him. Nuh alayhi salam, though he preached to his community for such a lengthy period of time, 950 years, there were only 70, approximately 70 people who had accepted Nuh alayhi salam and embraced the message which he had come with for such a long period of time. Eventually, Nuh alayhi salam returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he realized that there was no one amongst the community who was prepared to support him any longer. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made a dua. Allah speaks of the dua in ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah said, قال, Nuh alayhi salam said, رَبِّ مْصُرْنِي O my Allah, help me, لِمَا تَكْتَبُونَ For they have belied me. My community, my people have rejected me. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed to Nuh alayhi salam. Allah says, we had revealed to him, أَنِسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِيْنَا O Nuh, go and build an ark, build the ship. بِأَعْيُنِنَا under our eye, meaning under our watch, under our gaze. We are going to watch you every step of the way and we are going to monitor and observe how you are building the ark. وَوَحِيْنَا and build the ark under our command, under our direction, under our revelation. In other words, we are going to reveal to you how to build it and exactly how to construct this ark. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the master engineer or the master architect behind the building of the ark, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nuh alayhi salam to assemble this ark and to construct it and build it, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will watch over it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will direct him via revelation how to build the ark. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا O Nuh alayhi salam, Allah says, when our command comes, meaning when the command comes and when the decision arrives for us to destroy the community, then وَفَارَتْ تَنُّورِ and the oven gushes forth with water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a particular oven, at tanur. Oven, tanur refers to a huge oven in which a fire is lit and bread is baked. Flat bread is baked in this type of an oven. It's called a tanur. Now what is this referring to? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of the gushing of water from a certain oven? This was the sign. This was a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to now destroy the communities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh no, when you see the sign, when you see the oven, whichever oven and wherever it was located, when you see it gushing forth with boiling water, then you know it's time for you to board the ship. The rains that will come at that time are not ordinary rain. That is a rain that will be destructive. So when you see the sign, فَسْلُكْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّنْ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then immediately Once you see the oven gushing forth with boiling water, then immediately board or take on its board, on the board of the ark that you have built. Take a board, min kullim zawjain ithnain, a pair of two from every species. Every species that existed, animal and creature, bird, a pair of two. Take them onto the ark with you, O Nuh alayhi salam, wa ahla, and take your family as well. Obviously, from the family, we know Nuh alayhi salam had two wives. One of his wives had embraced the message, and she accepted the message of Nuh alayhi salam, while the other was a disbeliever. He had three sons. Two of his sons embraced Islam. One of his sons was a disbeliever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and take your family with you, meaning your one wife and two sons, those who embrace the message of Islam. Illa man sabaqa alayhi al-qawl minhum, except for those, do not take along those against whom the word has already been decreed, against whom the word has already been passed, meaning Allah has already decided that He will destroy them. Do not take them along with you onto the ark. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. O Nuh, don't speak to me in favor of those who have done wrong. Don't speak to me about them. Once my punishment arrives, then they are certainly to be punished and they will suffer. Don't address me and don't speak to me in favor of them. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Indeed, they are certainly to be drowned. فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Nuh alayhi salam certain instructions. That once you have boarded the ship, فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once you and all those who are with you, once you have all boarded onto the ship and you have settled down onto the ship, فَقُلْ. Then read this dua. فَقُلْ. Say, O Nuh alayhi salam, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا. All praises are for Allah, the one who has rescued us and who has saved us min al-qawm al-zalimin, from the wrongdoing people, from the wrongdoing community, from the wrongdoing nation. وَقُلْ. And say. And this is a dua that we should also recite whenever we board the vehicle and we have settled down into the vehicle. There are several duas that we are taught to recite. And these duas are very, very important. They are very, very important. And that's why Allah even told the Anbiya to recite these du'as at certain point in their life. It's like the medical doctor. He gives you a certain medication and he tells you how to take it and how much of it to take it and when to take it. And you do that because you know it is beneficial for your health and it will cure you through the permission of Allah. Similarly, these du'as, Allah has given us certain du'as to recite at certain points. Special du'as, special supplication. That special supplication contains special words that Allah wants you to recite at that point. And that will help you. Whether it is along your journey or whatever point, you are required to recite the dua. When you're dressing in the morning, there's a dua that you recite. Special word, special type of supplication that are specific for that moment and are specific for that act. And it should be taken. As Rasulullah has taught us how to take it or how to recite it, and it will be effective in us performing that act effectively. So one dua that we should recite, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Nuh alayhi salam to recite, وَقُلْ. And O Nuh, say, رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا. رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي. O Allah, allow me to settle down. Allow me to descend. Allow me to land. Allow me to reach. Munzalam mubaraka. A blessed, a mubarak landing. A blessed, a mubarak descent. Let me reach a blessed reaching. In other words, make my journey such that at the end of my journey, when I land, when I arrive, when I reach, when I descend, it is one that is blessed, that is mubarak. Wa anta khayrul munzilin. And O Allah, you are the best of those who cause others to reach. You are the best of those who cause others to have a safe landing. So you are not placing your trust in your means of transport. That's the important thing. You are not placing your trust in that means of transport, but you are placing your trust in the one who has allowed the transport to move from one point to another point. And that becomes Mubarak. Now you are secure, you are protected, you are safeguarded against every time of misfortune. Why? Because the yaqeen is not in that mean. That is simply a mean, you must use it to get from one point to the other, but the yaqeen and the conviction, the outcome of that rests only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Nuh alayhi salam to recite this dua once he has settled onto the ship, and we recite it once we have comfortably settled onto the vehicle and we are about to proceed. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed in this entire incident of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah says there are many signs. La ayat wa in kunna la mubtaleen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are certainly going to test people. Wa in kunna, we will most definitely and certainly be those who are going to put people to test. Now why does Allah say this at the end of the story of Nuh alayhi salam? Because we can see how he was tested. 950 years he preached to his community, 70 of them accepted. One of his own wives did not accept his message. One of his own sons did not embrace and accept the message. And he was tested. His entire community was destroyed as a result of their rejection of the faith of Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, every one of you will be tested, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the examiner who will carry out that test. May Allah grant us the wisdom.